because I have my own thoughts.
I know he's a man and men have intentions.
347-855-8699.
But that's why when I make love to him, I'm rolling.
Why are you glad I come on?
Try to give him my best. Hey, puts it on sale now. Tell me, I gotta turn this man out. So you don't want nobody else.
Nobody.
Being lonely me. Puts it on sale now.
Tell me now.
Yeah, you got that bomb and what, that prissy stuff. Glad it ain't that gushy stuff.
That cushy stuff?
I don't like the mushy butts. I wish we was like Puffy over Jennifer. Him and her, so much like I and we.
And what that mean?
We just love the booty. All we see in 3D is, booty, 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 booty.
Oh, really? Do me, do me, do me, do me. Run through me like fluid, go through an IV. That's really, I'm gonna make sure you never will leave. Can I put my booty, booty up in your spaghetti? Daddy, are you ready for the cabbie for me? Pussy, gushy, mushy, what more you want from me? Cause my feelings hit the ceiling, what you want me to be? Oh, please, pussy, don't mess it up for me. Come on, come on.
Tell me now, I gotta turn this nigga out.
What's the
today?
Deal, y'all? I don't mean to come through and break y'all vibe, but I just got
to
slow it down for just a second. So bear with me. You know, first before I do that, I just want to talk about how people always say, yo, that's so nasty. And why your mouth so vulgar? Why you got to sing all these nasty records and all that? But I'll be representing for the ladies. And we got something to say. We've been quiet too long. Ladylike, very patient. We ain't get mad when Prince had his ass out. We thought he was going to turn around to the front and had a front out, too. But,
yes,
you know, that didn't happen.
Now,
we always had to deal with the guys, you know, talking about how they're going to wear us out on records. And you know, so I had to do records that were strictly representing for my ladies and how to keep your man, keep his eyes from wondering, looking around. And sex is not a topic that we should always sweep under the rug. I'm not saying go out and do it. But if you do, strap it up before you smack it up, flip it, slow it down. Oh, no. Jimmy, drop it.
Hey, Jalen, how you been? So right now, B-Bella Company is running online only for delivery and shipping, a cord-cutting ritual. The reason why we are running online only is because we are having a slight issues with our suppliers. And the influx of orders online has made it to where we cannot open up yet. So I'm figuring by the beginning of June, our suppliers will have a product in and we can open up for you guys to come in so we can accommodate the walk-in customers as well as online customers. But I'm going to tell you, orders online have tripled, so it's kind of hard right now. For you, those of you who don't know, delivery is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday only. And if your order is in before 11 a.m., they live outside of 465 because they feel like they live in the inner city. Especially on the east side, your address is 46235. You live on Post Road, Mid Hofer, German Church, 9 times out of 10, you live outside of 465. So keep that in mind. We're going to start automatically shipping orders out that choose the wrong option if it's more than once or twice. So keep that in mind. So I would like for you guys to call 347-855-8692 to talk about it, but I'm just going to go ahead and start. Okay, so soul ties to me is a connection or a bond that you have with somebody. And in my opinion, you can have good and bad soul ties. So good soul ties are marriage, friendship, children, family, business relationships, etc. All healthy. It can be mentally, physically, emotionally, and the person stays and doesn't understand why. And these are our definitions that I got online because I have my own thoughts. But have you ever seen a person in a relationship and you know this person is cheating on them? They tell you about it. They complain. This person may be beating them up. They may talk shit. They may be controlling of this person. And they just won't leave. They don't know how to leave, or they leave and they can't stop thinking about this person. They feel so connected with this person like a magnet. We have a caller, 2258. I'm going to let them chime in. Caller 2258, do you have something to add? Do you have your own definition of a soul tie?
Yes, I do. And for the longest, I wasn't sure what the correct definition was, or if there's a correct definition, or does the definition change depending on your perspective of the situation. And so I just always thought that it was a really strong connection to somebody, whether it was that person was unhealthy for you, or not, you just can't seem to get over that person. I didn't hear the other definition that you gave, so I really suggested this topic because I myself just need an understanding of exactly what a soul tie is and what that looks like.
Okay, so do you feel like in your mind and what your idea of a soul tie is, do you feel like you have a soul tie with someone?
Not currently, but I know in the past, I know for sure I have, which made it really difficult to focus on anything else. And so a girlfriend of mine that I'm working with in a women empowerment group she actually brought up this topic. And it became a really heated conversation, and so that's why I wanted to hear about it, because it sounded like what my definition was a lot different from a few of the other women in the group. So then I questioned myself, well, what is a soul tie? But from my situation in the past, yes, I did have a strong connection with the person that I know was bad for me. And I know that person wasn't good to be in my space. I knew that there was no way we could have made it, but for some reason, I couldn't get over it. So from that is what I thought a soul tie was. But like I said, I'm not sure. It seems that there's so many different definitions.
So do you think knowing the definition of a soul tie would help you avoid it? Or leave one if you were in one? Do you think knowing the official definition of it will help you out in some way?
Absolutely. I think if people are aware, because a lot of times soul ties can exist and we not know them, because it can be in the size of I'm in love, or I'm just, you know, you can think that person is just really the one for you, when really it's an unhealthy soul tie. So I think if people knew the definition of it, then I think possibly you could avoid it, or you could be careful with who you allow in your space or who you allow to enjoy your energy.
So do you think not knowing the definition of soul ties and still feeling like you don't want to let negativity in or be connected to a negative person? Do you think they have less power to leave because they don't know the definition of soul tie? Do you think the definition of a soul tie helps you out in life?
Yeah, so it's a tricky question because I don't want to offend anybody, but
no,
I don't want to say
this. You can speak freely on here. Some people may get it, though.
Okay, so good. Thank you. And this is, again, my opinion. I don't want to say that somebody's powerless, but it's one of those things where you walk in the dark and you stomp your toe because you couldn't see what was there. So, yes, if you are educated on what soul ties are and you know and understand and you know what they look like, then you know what to look for. So then if you know that somebody's not good for you and you can feel that way, I'm absolutely way too connected to this person, I can see that it's going down that way, then you could possibly choose a different route.
Okay.
And I know that's easier said than done, too, because sometimes you get in there and it's okay at first, and then, boom, you stop. So,
okay.
But that's my view on it, so.
Okay, we have another caller, 8891 on the line. Did you have something to add to this conversation? Do you think soul ties are real? What are soul ties in your definition? Do you think they can be broken?
And thank you for letting me speak. I think soul ties really on a broad scale is just people got tired of saying love. I think people start to use love too openly. I love this car. I love this song. I love you. I love you. And it was too easy. And love is deeper than what most people say. So to make it mean something deeper, I think people start to use soul ties or soulmates to make love sound deeper. As far as a bad soul tie, I mean, that's a bad relationship. I think in order to have a soul tie with someone or to be in love with them, you're going to spend time with them. You're going to get
right
to know them, and they're going to get to know you. And through that process, you can tell if somebody's good or bad for you. I think people use soul ties and things like that so they don't have to feel the responsibility of loving somebody that's some bullshit. So as opposed to owning up to saying, yeah, I was wrong and I'm tripping. It's like, no, I had a soul tie to them.
That makes a lot of sense. And that's kind of how I'm starting to feel about it. When I started reading on it, I looked it up after it was suggested. And to me, I feel like a soul tie is you love somebody or you have a connection with somebody. You can call it in love. You can call it a connection, but it's still the same thing. And to me, when we put names and titles on things like using soul tie, that takes our accountability and responsibility away. If we blame it on a soul tie of why we can't leave a relationship, why we can't stop talking to this person, and we say, well, how do I break a soul tie? So now you're looking for something that one is made up because we make up words. And if we believe them enough, they become real in our mind. If we words enough, they become real. So instead of us saying, and you're back on 8891, instead of us just saying we are in this messed up relationship, like the caller earlier said, and we need to get out, I think it's cut and dry. I'm saying you can feel a strong attachment to someone, but whether you call it a soul tie, in love, an attachment, toxic relationship, whatever name you put on it, the truth of the matter is only you can get yourself out of it, and it takes willpower and it takes strength and it takes accepting the fact that you got yourself in this. I think a lot of people like to, I guess, feel like or like to put on that they don't have any control over it. So that takes a responsibility off them, like saying I was in a relationship with a narcissist. So you're taking the accountability off yourself because, yeah, they are so-called narcissists, but is that what you like? Yeah, they're toxic, but do you like toxic people? Yeah, you feel tied to this person, but they're abusive. They're controlling. Do you like that? That's my take on it. Do you have something to add to
it? I would agree.
You would agree?
I would agree. I would agree. I think a lot of times people have kept going back to the well, kept getting back with somebody that they felt like they loved or had a connection with, and it just doesn't work out. And after a while, you look up and you've committed a lot of time and a lot of energy to it. So to not just say, I wasted time or I was stupid, now you can basically blame, okay, we were starstruck lovers or soul ties or soulmates or blind love or whatever the case is, but the results are still the same. So I think you can call it whatever you want. So I think people like naming stuff. I think that makes a lot of people feel better about whatever it is. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a drug addict. I'm a this, I'm a that. But the end result is you bullshit.
At the end of the day, the end result is you have to get yourself out of it. Whether you call it a soul tie or not, I think this day and age, a lot of people don't have accountability. And they want to use other things as a scapegoat. If you put all the responsibility and accountability on you, now you have a duty. Now you have a mission that you have to complete with yourself. But if you put it on a soul tie, a narcissist, whatever you put it on, then it's like, I'm cool because this, or I'm cool because of that. And that's why a lot of people stay in these situations. They don't want the pressure of accountability. And that goes...
They don't want... I don't think
what?
They want the blood. I think a lot of people
they don't
have
want the
a
blood.
Lot on their plate that they feel like deep down inside is their fault. So a lot of times, they just, I don't want anything else to be my fault. I'm tired of it being my fault. Why is it always my fault? How come it's not this person's fault? How come they didn't make me fall in love with them and then just... pull the rug out from under me. Why is it always me?
Exactly. And I think a lot of women are asking questions. If a man is not serious, if he doesn't want to be with me, why doesn't he leave me alone? But my question to that is, if you see that he's not serious and he doesn't want to be with you, why don't you leave him alone?
And honestly, what they're missing is, it's not that he doesn't want to be with you. The way he wants to be with you ain't what you like. If he didn't want to be with you, there would be no conversation to be had. He'd be gone. He wouldn't be in the picture if he didn't want to be with you. The way he wants to be with you, you don't like.
So you don't like the way he wants to be with you. Do you think that a person, a woman, could get a man to be with her the way she wants him to? And is that even a thing?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt, the fact that men pursue women, the fact that men's life revolves around women means that a woman can get a man to do whatever, but every dog ain't for you. Just because you can get this dog to stop shitting in the house don't mean he's going to be a good dog, good guard dog. Don't mean he's going to be good with the children. Every dog ain't for you. Just because you can get them to do something doesn't mean that they're for you.
Exactly. And I think the naming of soul ties and more women are starting to label connections as soul ties is basically because they are tired. It was a post yesterday on Facebook where a lot of women were going in saying they're tired of teaching men how to treat them. They're tired of showing men what to do. And what I try to tell them is you're always going to have to show a man. You're always going to have to teach them something because they were just with Karen. And Karen liked bologna sandwiches. She was in love with him. So when he made her a bologna sandwich, she was happy as fuck. So he gets with you, and he tries to make you that same bologna sandwich, and you don't eat bologna, right? And you're going to be pissed. And you're going to say he don't know what the fuck he doing. Why do I got to teach him? And if you don't want to teach him, eat the damn bologna sandwich. That's what I say. Eat the bologna sandwich.
Because if you don't, if there's somebody that you can't teach, that means that more than likely they're going to already come with a set of rules that most women, or a set of ways that they do things. And that's when a man is known as being set his ways. Nobody wants somebody that's set their ways. That's a lot of shit is just too much or non-negotiable. And it's like, oh my God, you want somebody that is malleable, somebody that can bend, somebody that can adapt and compliment. You don't want to have to try to deal with, this is just the way he does things. You want him to love you enough to be like, okay, yeah, I can do it like this. Or I like us in the end, he pursued you, which means that he's going to want to please you. Your job is to show him how. That's a black man's greatest pleasure is pleasing a woman. It's pleasing a black woman. So if she shows us how, you know, that's half the battle.
I like that spin on it. I have a question. Since we're discussing soul ties, toxic relationships, or whatever you want to call them, how do you think they can be avoided? How do you think soul ties can be avoided? My opinion is in the dating phase, early on, pay attention to the person you're wanting to get involved with and don't ignore the signs. I feel like if you are serious about being in a relationship, having sex quickly could cause you to be in a so-called soul tie because you're looking for a relationship, and women, whether they like to admit it or not, they'll have sex with this man not knowing anything about him, and he hasn't even deserved to have sex with you. And then in your mind, you're like, okay, we have a connection, but it's sex, and he likes having sex right. with you. But once he gets tired of the sex, because once you give it to him, he's not going to pay attention to anything else. Once he gets bored with that, then it's basically over a lot of the time, especially if you don't have anything else to offer besides sex. Not talking about your good job, not talking about your car, not talking about your house, not talking about your one baby daddy. None of that is appealing to a man overall when he's looking for somebody to be with. Yeah, that's the basics. And there's a lot of women out there with a good job and a good car and a weave and nice body. But what else do you have to bring to the relationship? And I think a lot of women need to think about that when they think about dating and soul ties. I think you are getting tied to your imagination, what you think you deserve, but not what you know you deserve, because those basics does not warrant you a good relationship. And I think a lot of people don't want to look at themselves. They want to point the blame instead of working on themselves and getting better. So to me, it's not really a soul tie. It's you trying to force yourself into a relationship that's not for you. Maybe because you're bored. Maybe because you have past trauma. It can be a number of reasons, but at the end of the day, it's up to you to get out. Don't ignore the signs. Say what you want and mean it. You can say what you want and mean it all day. Do you know how to get what you want? How many times have you told a man to do X, Y, and Z?
And I think that's really, I think the problem with dating with women is women have forgotten how to date. Women don't know the hierarchy of dating. Women don't know why men are dating. Most of the time, they don't even know why they're dating, besides, like you said, they're bored or they're lonely or they're horny. But most women don't date understanding what they're dating. And I think that's the biggest thing. You got to be honest with yourself. What is it that you want at this time in your life? That way you can even understand what you're looking for. Most women don't know. They have a type, which usually is not good. But but they try to dig inside that pipe, so they don't even take the full understanding of where they're at in their life and what they need at this point. And it's going to change. It's going to evolve, especially if you have children. The children evolve. So the type of man that can even be in their life is going to be different depending on their age and what's going on in their life. So there's so many aspects that go into dating. I don't think most women actually take the time to understand what it is that they're, I won't even say bring it to the table. What is it? What is the table?
What is
What's
the
table?
Table?
What kind of table are you sitting? Is it a round table? Is it a square table? Do we? You are the designer of the table. You've got to know what complements this table. What do I need at this table at this time? And most women don't really know, and they go into it half-assed. And this dude happens to be real nice. The dick is real good. He got money and don't mind spending it. And now you feel a soul tie.
Wow. That's it. Now you feel a soul tie.
Because he's giving you something that you really wanted or really felt like you needed, but you hadn't even specified in your mind how is this going to help you win. It just feels good. It just feels good. And it's hard to win just because I feel good.
Right. I think a lot of people are stuck thinking it's possible to have a relationship that's smooth and easy and automatic. Not saying going through the cheating, the fighting, the abuse, the deception, or any of that. I'm saying a good relationship takes work. I think you gotta
yes.
study the person. The person has to study you. And it's not always easy to figure it out. It may seem easy, but it's not. You have to pay attention. I think the women are stuck on, he should just get it. He should just get it without doing anything, instead of realizing that men are not the same type of person as we are. They don't think like we think. The same things that make us happy is not what makes them happy. I see a lot of women, they like, oh, I cooked this. My future husband is going to be happy. Oh, I made a bath of this. He's going to be happy. Oh, I bought this. He's going to be happy. Who? You're talking like all men are the same. All men should like the same thing. I think that we need to realize that all men are different. You can be doing all 10 of these things, and you think that's what it takes to be a good woman. But this man thinks otherwise. I think we're setting ourselves up with the soul tie, and that my future husband will like this, and why don't men just get it? I think we need to reflect a little bit more, because things are not that simple.
No.
Even though we would like to.
Yeah, and I believe you're absolutely correct. The thing about it is, and I think what screws women up is that y'all are so powerful. Y'all can make anything look good. You can make a bum a potential king. That's the power of women. And y'all know this. So most of the times y'all are trying. Most women out here kissing frogs, thinking that, okay, I did this. I had a baby, or I had a couple. I took care of my brothers and sisters. I got my degree. I bought me a house. I got me a car. So y'all have taken care of so many things, with so many odds stacked against you, that's how y'all pick a dude. Y'all will pick a bum, but it's something about him that you like. Something about him that you, oh, my God, this and this. And you figured the rest I could figure out, because I figured out so much other shit, and I didn't know how I was going to pull that off, and it came off. So a lot of women, damn, they're trying the same thing with a man. I pulled off so much shit, this shouldn't be that hard.
When they struggling the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
whole time struggling. I think that a lot of us were taught you got to go through to get through. But I don't think they were meaning go through abuse, go through lying, go through cheating, go through extra babies. I don't think that going through to get through means that, in my opinion. Because if this person really cared about you and really loved you, you wouldn't be going through any of that. I think the go through to get through is going through trying to get to know this person, going through trying to figure out how to make this person happy. And their going through is the same thing. I feel like if it's not an exchange of love, exchange of positive energy within two people and working through the misunderstandings, then you just leave. If you stay, you're creating the tie. You're creating the negative, toxic tie. And you created it, so you're the only one that can break it. No matter how hard it is it harder to leave or is it harder to stay? But some people don't know what love is or how to love. So that means you need to stop trying for a second and think about it. If you don't know how to love, why are you trying to get in a relationship?
Because everybody's life goes better when they play house. When you play house, your life goes better. When you have somebody to cook for, somebody to come home to, somebody to, if there's a concert, come and be like, okay, yeah, I'm going to get this, or I'm going to get this outfit because I know this person likes it. Everybody's life goes better. You have, your life almost has a better definition when you play house. So a lot of people will manufacture a relationship because
I'm in a relationship, I feel better. I can go harder because that's me.
Exactly.
I can go hard in a relationship, but
exactly.
At the same time, if that person is not giving me the same energy, if me being nice and treating this person well and figuring this person out and I'm doing all this and they're not giving me anything in return, it doesn't mean go harder and see if they appreciate it.
But for some people it will, because once again we come back to, I like being in relationships. So they're going to do everything that they can to keep this relationship going, because dating is hard. So now you're going to get rid of this fool and go find some other fools to play with, and half of them, it's bad out here. So most people will stay with the fool that they know and just try to overlook some shit, or they'll look at themselves and be like, well, maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I'm being too this and I'm being too this, and yeah, he's all right and this and that, because they like being in a relationship. Like you said, you are at your best when you're in a relationship. So most will throw everything else away to stay in a relationship, even with a fool. And now you make up terms like, and you make up terms like soul ties. That's basically what those come from. Soulmate, that's when you're in a relationship with a fool and you know it.
Mm.
And you know better than that, but I need to call it something because I don't want it to be all on me and I'm just out here crazy. Go ahead. What was you about to say? I apologize.
No, you good. Janique said people don't want to put in the work to make a relationship work. Shanae said he's speaking. Randy said some don't know their worth. Miriam said liking to be in a relationship and being capable of having a relationship are different things. They're both different, but most people like the idea of a relationship, and that's what we're saying. That doesn't mean they know how to be in one. Most people don't even know that you have to do certain things. They just think it should work.
Most people want a dog. Your life ain't even set up for a dog. You barely make it. You working round the clock, having to pick the kids up and have somebody pick them up and watch them and stuff, and now you want a dog.
Yeah.
It's cool to want a dog, but you're not, your life ain't prepared for a dog. And then you'll want a pet, and you live in an apartment. Your life ain't ready for that. Even just because you want it don't mean shit. And that's how most people pick relationships. They feel like they're ready for one, but you're not ready for one.
That's true.
And in the end, it'll show. So most people are saying that I don't really want a dog. I want one of them little cute dogs that I can just carry around in my purse. Well, you really don't want a dog. You just want a little friend or something like that. And that's how women pick a man. I don't really want a real man. I just want somebody cute that I can just take around or whatnot. Women pick men like you pick dogs.
Post on Facebook. We can post.
I ain't tripping. I don't want no real relationship. I just want somebody that's cute and we can talk and this and that. So now that's when the little teacup dogs or whatever the hell y'all call them, the little Yorkies or whatever they get. That's what most little cute niggas are, the Yorkies.
Wow. You didn't call the little cute niggas Yorkies, did you?
That's when y'all settle for cute. I want a dog, but I really don't want a dog. I don't want all the shit that comes with the dog. So I just take something that's cute.
But that's you know Yorkie. What? Most once you get Yorkies. In it, once the women get in it, they start to realize that they need a guard dog. And they try to change the little cute dog into a guard dog.
Little
cute dog ain't guard and shit.
Ain't guard
and shit. Y'all pick the little cute dog. Y'all can go on trips, vacation, taking ussies, cute little matching outfits and pictures, right? Then you start really liking it. Like, okay, we doing this little cute stuff. But you need him to cut the grass. You need him to hold the door. You need him to know when you don't feel well. You need him to pay attention so he'll know what your favorite food is.
Mm-hmm. And it goes the other way.
And it goes it goes both ways. So
I wanted
you want
to
change the
I wanted
cute
somebody
little dog.
Who was just straight protection, and he don't have no personality. He's just a killer. You damn near can't even control. I've been to people's house. They can't even control their dog. Where this motherfucker
like,
jumping on
guys,
everything and acting
wild. We'll put him in a cage.
Come on. Women will have niggas like that. They can't control this nigga.
So
this
how do
nigga's
you think
wild
these
as
women,
shit.
How do you think these women can avoid soul ties or toxic relationships? Because as you guys know, you're speaking to the relationship expert right now. This is Jason Armand of Love Life Education, and he is my life coach, guys. So, he can get you together. They loving you right now, but what do you think these women can do to avoid these soul ties or toxic relationships or the relationships they feel like they can't get out of? How do you avoid them?
It's not even so much as avoiding them. Once you understand your worth, then you don't have to avoid them. And to understand your worth, you got to be worth something. Just saying you are don't make it true. You have to show and prove. You have to be worth something. You have to be worthy of being placed on that pedestal. And most women don't know what their worth truly is because they're not really going that hard as they should. So they're leaving it up to the men to try to place value on you. And we talking about men. What we place value on is this shit that shouldn't be taken that serious.
Alexandria said men get caught up with toxic women too. And you know what? That's true. But the men are not the ones complaining all the time as us. We're the ones complaining all the time.
And honestly, I wouldn't even care if the women got caught up in toxic relationships or the men got caught up in toxic relationships because my thing isn't really relationships. I'm here to try to save the babies. So
the women
are the primary kid. That's the only thing that matters. If two grown folks do whatever the fuck they going to do, do whatever the fuck y'all going to do. But when the babies are involved, that's what I'm trying to help the sisters through because the sisters are the primary care providers of the children. So if a man gets with a toxic woman, she might mess him up. But if a woman gets with a toxic man, he might mess them up, her and
that's
baby.
True. And a lot of people don't realize that's why we focus on women mainly is because the women are the ones caring for the children. The men, most of them are not single dads. They're single men with children. So if they go through something, it really
their
doesn't
baby ain't along
either.
For the ride. Exactly.
Yeah, the baby's not going along for the ride, but us, the kids live with us. That's why we're putting the focus on the women. It's not to say that the men aren't fucked up or the men don't do X, Y, and Z. And I see a lot of people saying, what about the men? I really don't want to focus on them. They're not taking care of the kids. We are. If our emotional state is fucked up, that affects our children. If we're going through a lousy relationship, and we come home, we can't even parent right. Our energy is off. We don't even want to focus on doing little Ray Ray's homework. We don't want to do that. We don't want to cook dinner. We want to go lay down and listen to music and drink. because you depressed over this dude. If a dude gets messed up, he go hang out with his niggas. He ain't got to find no babysitter or nothing because he don't have the child. We do. So that's why we are focused on the women. We're the ones complaining, first of all. We're the ones that are embarrassing ourselves, second of all.
And most of all,
we are the ones that are taking care of the children.
Yeah.
So we need to get it together.
The most important is y'all are the only ones who have the power to change it.
They don't want their responsibility. I'm telling you, all I see on Facebook is I'm tired. Quit wearing yourself out. You tired because you keep trying to get in these relationships and you don't got yourself together. You keep trying to get in these relationships and you're not even ready. You're trying to change cute dogs into guard dogs and guard dogs into cute dogs. You don't know what you're doing. You don't even know that you got to train this man and you don't want to. Just like you have to train your child, you have to train this man. There's no way to get around it, no matter if you want to or not. Nobody's ready made. I don't want him to treat me like he treat old girl, because I'm not her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not her though. Shay said they're tired of themselves. They are tired of themselves. They don't want to take responsibility. They don't want to be accountable for the fuck up. Just accept it. Say you fucked up. Let it go and move forward.
And like she said, it's not that we don't know or I don't know that the men are stupid. We suck on some whole other levels. We have completely fucked this all the way up. All the way up. The men are, the levels that we have sunk to are unimaginable. The one thing that I do know, though, about men is our lives revolve around women. That's why I say y'all are the only ones that have the power to fix it. We don't even want to do the shit if it ain't no women involved unless we forced to. Unless we on the submarine or in jail, even if niggas like talking to their niggas, they gonna be texting with some woman. Even if we at the studio, if we over here, he gonna be texting some chick. That's just how our lives is. Y'all have just got to realize how important y'all are in our lives, and everybody don't get a turn. Everybody don't get the pleasure of your company or of your energy. But in order to feel that way, you got to stand for something. Now, you can't just stand for survival. I got through this. You the leader of the relationship. You got to know what you're doing.
Mm.
If not, you're going to leave it up to this nigga, and all he really wanted was some ass. He's the leader because you don't want to be the leader. Go ahead.
Here's another question that I have for you. A lot of women are talking about they don't want to run or lead the relationship, and they feel like a man should lead. And I feel like that's another route to a toxic relationship, is women not knowing that they run shit.
Right. What are you asking?
I'm asking you, what are your thoughts on it about men running the relationship?
Shit.
Since you're a man,
we can't run the relationship. We can't run the relationship because at the foundation of every relationship is basically dating. And in dating, that's men's pursuit of women. That's how, even though there's way more women out here than men, women have no lack of men trying to get with them. And they choose which one they're going to let pursue them and then decide how they're going to let them pursue them, under what circumstance. How often, what means of communication will we use? Will we get together physically? Under what situation do I want this to happen? So women run all of this. So that's
we
the
do.
Foundation of the relationship. Women fuck up because, bless you, at some time and point, they look over at us and say, okay, now you run it. I don't exactly know why they do that, but for some reason y'all do.
We were taught.
And then when y'all tell us to run it, first of all, we're talking about men. We lightweight, trifling, and we late. Second of all, the relationship has been based off of what you like the whole time. Where the hell you think I'm about to take this? But We will drive if you let us. If you ask a 10-year-old boy if he want to drive, he's going to be like, you serious? And you say, yeah, he's going to drive. That's just how it goes. So if you let us take control, we'll take control and kill everybody.
Well, Janique said, I heard a few guys these days say ain't no woman running them. It's not running them like you think, Janique.
Nah.
Shay said the man is the head, the woman is the neck. They can't make a turn without us. Running it is not you rolling your eyes, snapping your neck and fingers, and you do this or you do that. That's not running a relationship. Just like he said in the dating phase, they want to please us. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go out to eat? Can I call you? Are you even going to give me your number?
Right. That ain't the next.
Are we
going to
take this relationship further? You're running it right then and there. You're making the decisions. So to me, running a relationship is letting a man know what you want him to do and he's doing it.
So they
is he saying men can't lead? You've been leading since the jump. Where is he going to lead you to?
When did he start leading? The only time a man leads is because a woman is letting him.
If you let him lead, if you think he's capable of doing certain things, but once you see he can't do it, you're going to take the power back. So at the end of the day, we are in control. It is all about delivery.
If you're not in control, then any nigga that jumped in your inbox, any nigga that hit your phone, basically got you there.
Because
that's
us controlling. You are leading because you, just like you said, somebody get in your inbox, they want to holler at you. Are they leading? Are you going to just talk to them because they want to talk to you? Or are you going to decide? It's our decision. That don't mean you being a bitch or you being bossy or whatever. You make the decisions. So say you got a man and you want him to cut the grass. You ask him to cut the grass, and you make him feel good about it. He answers the door. You stand behind him. It's like little things. Men, it's not saying that we are controlling, but everything is based off of us being happy. And then in return, we make them feel good about it. Long as we make them feel good about doing the things that we want them to do, it's going to keep going. You have to learn how to do that. You have to learn what makes your man feel good.
And what a lot of women don't understand, and they fail to realize, the beginning of a bad relationship, when you have a man who doesn't get joy in pleasing you, when a good portion of his life is not catering to you, if that man is not like that with you, then that's not your man.
You
got somebody else's
question.
Man.
That don't even
mean that he's got somebody else. That just means he's not built for you. You're barking up the wrong tree. Just because
you
like certain shit about him, right, the man that's for you is going to feel good about pleasing you. That's how we're built.
So
we're
going to
feel good about making – go ahead.
Deanna said it's not even about us running them. Some men just do what they want when they want. Men come into a situation knowing what they want out of it. We are open-minded and these men aren't. So here's my thing. If they do what they want when they want, why are you even dealing with them? And just because a man comes into a relationship only wanting certain things, only wanting sex or whatever, is up to you to give it to him. It doesn't matter what he wants. It matters what you give him. You still have control. A man can come and be like, yeah, I'm about to fuck her a couple times and cut out. If you don't ever give him no pussy, how he going to fuck you a couple times and cut out? He can't. He can't do it if you don't let him. So just like he said, we need to know that we have the power. Women keep saying what these men do. They come in, they want this, they don't listen. That's not your nigga. That's not your dude. If he
That's
comes
true,
in doing
so
this, that, and the third, and he ain't trying to please you, let him go. And
why
you're going to have
to
go through so many
men. Why would you get
men?
A dog that's biting you? Why would
right.
you get a
you
dog that's constantly attacking you?
You have to get rid of a lot of men because a lot of us have accepted what they give. So a lot of these men going to come in trying to do whatever is because they've been allowed to do that. They're conditioned to do whatever. So it is harder right now. But you're going to have to cut them off. We allow what shit is said and done, but I understand what you're saying. It's only hard if you make it.
Everything is easier said than done. Saying it is easier.
Everything is easier said than done.
That's
me,
right.
I got a whole business. It's easier for me to talk about it than do it. When I'm talking about it as an idea, but to do it, you have to physically work. So that's life. You can say it's easier said than done, but you still got to do it unless you want to be in a fucked up situation.
The secret key is to not get into it in the first place.
If you don't want
to
do
the
work.
The key is to be strong in the first place, because it actually takes more work and more energy to go through a bad relationship day after day after day, where you know it's not ever going to really be good. You just have moments of it ain't so bad. That takes a lot of energy. That takes a whole, you got to be strong as shit to do that. You don't have to be strong to cut some shit off. That happens like that. You only got to be strong for some seconds. And then you might have to feel some nostalgia a little bit later on. But to wake up every morning and go to bed every night in a bullshit relationship,
That's disgusting. That takes strength.
You
got to
be strong as shit to do that.
You got to be strong. Your stomach hurts. You got headaches. You having nightmares and shit. That's disgusting. You know this nigga don't care about you. But you have sex with him and you feel nasty. But you keep doing it. That's hard. Is he reading through me right now, Lord Jesus? Yes, he probably is reading through you because he's a relationship expert and life coach. I'm telling you, we as women have more in common than we think. We go through the same things. It's, we need to quit condoning the bullshit with each other. The lack of power, the lack of control. We want to put the blame on this guy. Then you got 10 women like, yeah, girl, it's him. When it's you. We have control. Quit getting into these lousy relationships. Quit picking niggas based off of the basics because he's cute, he got a car and a good job. That's not enough to pick a dude. He got a good job. That don't mean he's going to take care of you.
And I'll say this to the sisters. For some reason, the sisters don't really understand. Men are hoarders. We're not going to break up with you. We will keep you and her and her. We will try to keep all of y'all. Y'all care way more about the relationship than we do. We'll just keep you around. Not because we like you, more than likely because we don't want nobody else to fuck. So we will try to keep all of y'all around. So to leave it up to us, if he don't want me, then why don't he leave or whatnot? We'll never leave. We'll just do it under the situation or circumstances that we want to do it under. So
If we let y'all, y'all going to keep doing it. That's still at the end of the day. If we let y'all do it, y'all going to keep doing it. But if we stop it, then y'all can't. Well, this show is coming to an end. And I've enjoyed you guys listening to Not So Pretty Thoughts on My Skin Is My Sin Radio. I would like for you guys to tune in Saturday to continue this conversation with Love, Logic, and Communication Saturday at 8 p.m. Ain't that a bitch, woo? Yeah, I know you guys were feeling it. And if you guys want a personal session with my life coach, Jason Armand, inbox me and I'll hook it up. Because I know a lot of you ladies are going through it, feeling weak. Is easier said than done and all that. If you want to get a different perspective on life, hit me up and I'll hook it up. And this has been Not So Pretty Thoughts.